For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Governor Mike Parsons signed legislation today that makes it harder for plaintiffs to receive punitive damages in the state. The measure passed by the legislature in May requires plaintiffs to prove that the defendant intentionally harmed them or acted in a deliberately flagrant manner. In a press release, Parsons said he was proud to sign the bill. He says it will, quote, stop the unfair and unreasonable litigation our businesses face. Republicans in the legislature say this is a jobs bill that will bring businesses to Missouri. However, during debate, they were unable to give examples of businesses not coming to the state due to punitive damage laws. Critics of the proposal say it protects large banks and bad business. A second MU researcher has received a grant from the National Science Foundation to study COVID-19, the Columbia, Missourian reports. Stephen Van Dorn, a professor of biochemistry at MU, received a $200,000 one-year grant to study a particular protein of SARS-CoV-2. A news release from MU says the protein has, quote, received little attention but could hold promise for defeating the pandemic. Van Dorn will be joined by researchers Jan Fulcher and Rama Kobasetti. Since yesterday, the state has seen 376 more cases of COVID-19, for a total of 21,927, according to the state's COVID-19 dashboard. The Missouri Supreme Court says lawmakers violated the state constitution when they tried to end all government funding of Planned Parenthood back in 2018. The 6-1 ruling yesterday means Missouri must start paying Planned Parenthood again. Abortion opponents in Missouri have tried to stop any taxpayer money from providing for Planned Parenthood clinics, even those that don't provide abortions. Planned Parenthood says some of its chapters provide preventative health care and not abortions, and shouldn't be financially penalized. The Missouri Supreme Court agreed. Judges ruled that lawmakers violated the Constitution by making the policy change through the state budget. State auditors have found more than $115,000 in fraudulent payments and purchases that were made by former leaders of a small southeast Missouri town. The same town drew widespread attention last year when two unexplained fires burned records that were needed for the audit. State Auditor Nicole Galloway said today that the examination of Parma, a Boot Heel town with a population around 700, looked at the four-year period that Tyus Byrd served as mayor. Byrd lost her re-election bid in April 2019. The state's audit found improper payments to Byrd and the former city clerk, and improper expenditures for things such as gift cards and appliances. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.